Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your names and your titles.
Hi, this is Lauren Campbell. I'm the Vice President of Education and Community Engagement at Strathmore.
Hi, I'm Pablo de Oliveira, and I'm the Community Engagement and Education Manager at Strathmore.
Yes, and we are talking about a very cool series that's coming up over the next few weeks here in the DMV, all about James Baldwin. And I guess start there. What's the timing of it? It's like a centennial, I guess.
Yeah, so August 2nd is a really important date. It is the 100th anniversary of James Baldwin's birth. And it is also the day that an album drops by an incredible musician named Michelle Ndegeocello. She's dropping an album based on Baldwin's seminal work, The Fire Next Time. And all on that day, we are launching our in-depth James Baldwin series of events leading up to October 5th, when Michelle Ndegeocello will perform on the Strathmore Concert Hall stage.
Fantastic. And we will go through all of those events one at a time. Don't feel like you have to run through all of them. I'll tee them all up as, you know, individual sound bites as we go here. But one more big picture thing before we get into the actual lineup, because it looks like a great lineup. But one more big picture, so you say August 2nd will be the centennial. So he was born August 2nd, 1924. Just big picture, like, why is James Baldwin so important? You know, we've read the books and seen the activism. You know, we've seen movies like If Beale Street Could Talk, all kinds of stuff based on, you know, there was a great documentary, I Am Not Your Negro, that probably should have won the Oscar. But anyway, like, so I'm a fan of you know, as a movie guy, I'm a fan of what films he's inspired. But if there's other people, you know, that maybe don't know, but remind, you know, his legacy.
Oh, absolutely. So James Baldwin is one of the most important writers, intellectuals, activists of the 20th century in the U.S. And of course, he also lived abroad as well. He was somebody who was, he did not have a straightforward sexuality. He had relationships with men and women. He was constantly writing about how America needs to face its tragic racial past and the racial violence of its origins and its past. And he had really beautiful ways of encouraging Americans to be honest with ourselves about where we came from so that we can build a better world and a better country. His ideas were not as listened to or heeded during his lifetime as they should have been. And subsequently, lots of folks have gotten really, really interested in his words, which were quite prophetic. And certainly at this moment in our country's history, when we've got a really important election coming up and lots of self-reflection around race and power in our country, it's so important to keep learning from James Baldwin.
Absolutely. So well said. And I believe I read that his mom was born on Deal Island, Maryland, a turn of the century. I think there's a little, I'll have to double check, but before she moved up to, you know, Harlem and where Baldwin was born, I believe. Harlem Hospital. Before that, I do believe there is some local Maryland roots in Deal Island on his mom's.
Yeah, that's side. Absolutely right. Emma Burtis Jones was born in Deal Island, Maryland. That's right.
So it's cool that it's coming full circle down, you know, at Strathmore, AFI Silver, all kinds of local. I mean, I can't think of a better place. It's his mom's home state, if you will. So
absolutely. And Pablo can speak a little bit about the other partnerships across the region that we're doing, or we could go event by event as you wish.
Yeah. Why don't we go chronologically, and then, you know, it can be either you or Pablo jumping in to handle each one, whoever Great. You can speak best to each one. But yeah, let's go Pablo. Without further ado. Let's go into the lineup. Yeah, absolutely. So it kicks off August 2nd at a cool screening at the AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring, Maryland. One of my favorite spots to go see a classic movie or a new movie for that matter. So yeah, tell us, you know, what this movie is and who's there speaking about it, all that stuff.
Pablo, yeah, why don't you do this one? Yeah, go ahead.
Great, happy to tell about it. So this is a screening of the documentary, The Price of the Ticket, which was produced and directed by Karen Thorson. And it's a really exciting partnership for us. We're partnering with AFI Silver in downtown Silver Spring, which is a wonderful location to screen this so it's more accessible to everyone. It also shows the partnerships we have within Montgomery County. But as something special, we are having George Mason University professor, Dr. Keith Clark, have a conversation with the producer-director, Karen Thorson. So we'll do a screening of the movie. And then after that, there's going to be a conversation and a Q&A so the audience can interact with them and learn more about the process.
Awesome. So, and I believe this film, it's been part of the American Masters series on PBS, correct? That they ended up screening in that, right?
Yes, that's right. It was part of American Masters. And since then, it has returned to sort of the copyright of Karen. And she's actually building some really interesting programs, other James Baldwin programs and educational opportunities around this movie. So in Dr. Clark's opinion, this is the best documentary. So I think people are, number one, going to really enjoy the movie, but also it's a sort of a living document that, you know, they're creating more and more works to highlight the importance of Baldwin today.
I love it. And I think it's the 35th anniversary of the movie, too, because it came out in 89. So there you go. 1989, the number. Another summer. Let's go. All right. Now, August 15th is the second event. It's a creative writing workshop at Strathmore. What's this about?
I can do this one. So we have a longstanding partnership with Community Building Artworks, this incredible organization that works with veterans, current military service members, healthcare workers, and civilians to do creative writing. And we have a monthly series with them, haven't had it for years. And this particular one we're going to make sure is about James Baldwin. So we have this incredible writer, Derek Weston Brown, who has a master's in creative writing from American University. He is going to be leading this, and it's a hybrid workshop, both in person at Strathmore, and you can also join on Zoom. And it'll be a poetry workshop that draws inspiration from James Baldwin's work and really relies on the senses, the five senses, to create a powerful poetry. So it'll be a really fun community experience.
All right, yes. Shout out Derek Weston Brown, MFA from American University. That's
exactly
where I got my MFA. Well, I was filming his creative writing. So there you go. Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, don't miss that at Strathmore. All right. Well, as if that's not enough, there's a third event on September 7th. What's this one?
Probably you want to do this one?
Yeah, absolutely. So on September 7th, we're very excited to have an event at the Strathmore Mansion called, we're entitling it Go the Way Your Blood Beats. And young artists honor James Baldwin. It's sort of a two-parter here. So we have a youth arts group called Dialect of Prince George's, led by Patrick T. Washington. He's been doing a series of events and workshops with young children, or actually high schoolers, and they're going to do a youth poetry reading at this event. So that'll be really exciting to see how the youth deals with, you know, with the topics that Baldwin deals with today. But directly following that, as part of the same event, we have Khalid Long, who's a professor at Howard University in the theater department. He's bringing his students, and they're going to do select readings from plays that Baldwin created, The Amen Corner and Blues for Mr. Charlie.
Fantastic. So that is September 7th. And then looking ahead to September 26th, carrying on with another one, the fourth event here. What's this lecture here at Eaton House?
Yeah, so I'll talk a little bit more about that one too. So on September 26th, which is a Thursday evening, we're doing James Baldwin at the Crossroads, The Devil Finds Work with Ethelbert Miller. So that's going to be a really exciting partnership at Eaton House, which is part of Eaton Hotel. And we're going to do a book reading there and a talk about that with Ethelbert Miller.
Well, that's going to be exciting, too. And bringing it into D.C., too, because all the other ones we've mentioned, I guess, are all Montgomery County. So that's in D.C. But it's all in the same general area. Everyone can metro back and forth, and everyone can participate, should participate in all of them. All right, cool. And then last but not least, the final one here on October 5th. Taking us all the way into October. This is also, now we're back at Strathmore. What do we have? You kind of teased it at the top of the music that's being released, but yeah, send us off with this one again.
Sure, I'll take this one.
Great.
So we have this incredible, the reason that we built this whole series is because of Michelle and Deggie Cello. At Strathmore, we are always led by the artist, right? So she's on our stage, and we took inspiration from her work which is called No More Water, The Gospel of James Baldwin. That is the album that is dropping That is the album that is dropping August 2nd, and it will be performed with other works on our stage on October 5th. So in order to kick off the audience's experience and enrich the audience's experience for that concert, Pablo did an amazing job of arranging a conversation between Marcus Moore, who's a fabulous music critic and musician himself.
And one of my all-time favorite people and buddies who used to work at WTOP before moving to Brooklyn. If you didn't know that. Yeah.
Nice. I love that. And Pablo, I'm losing the name of the Smithsonian person.
Yeah, we have a wonderful music creator from Smithsonian, the African American Museum, and her name is Timothy Ann Burnside.
Awesome. So she'll be in conversation with Marcus Moore. So we have a scholar who's a curator. She created the was the main player in creating the Afrofuturism exhibit at the National Museum of African American History and Culture. So Timothy will be in conversation with Marcus, and they will preview some of what the audience will get to hear on stage that night and dive into really the musical side of Michelle's artistry here. So focus on Baldwin for the series events leading up. And then in October, we will really be focusing on Michelle's musicianship and artistry prior to the show.
Oh, that's great. That's so great. I honestly had no idea Marcus was going to be the one hosting it. That's hilarious. I have his book, the Kendrick Lamar one, The Butterfly Effect, sitting behind me literally as we speak.
Nice.
But shout out Marcus. We'll do the Marcus Moore Centennial in 100 years from now. But right now, it's the James Baldwin. And by the way, Michelle, how do you say it?
And Deggie Gicello.
She's like, I think 11-time Grammy nominee. I think she's won a pair of them. Neo soul sort of titan right now. And I believe from DC, right? Duke Ellington and Oxon Hill High.
That's right.
That's right.
There you go. DC Go-Go. Oh, she's done duets with she did a John Mellencamp cover, duet, like the cover of the Van Morrison, the Wild Night, all kinds of stuff. Check it out.
Yeah. She is a dynamo. It's not to be missed. And we would love for people to come to as many of these Baldwin events as you can. We got lots of pathways in here. We got scholarship. We've got theater. We've got youth. We've got creative writing. Lots of pathways in to Baldwin. And so we'd love to see folks. We still got a few tickets left. Not very many for August 2nd. So people will go to strathmore.org/Baldwin to find out more.
Absolutely. The legacy lives on. I know Baldwin died in 87, but here we are in 2024, and the legacy and the work continues. It's alive and well, and it will continue probably another 100 years from now.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you both so much for doing this. This was awesome.
Great. Thanks, Jason. Can't wait to hear it. So glad you're doing this. Thanks.
All right. Be well. See you.
Take care. Bye.